Hey everyone, I'm on a Skype call with Adrienne Smith right now, the queen of engagement and expert in relationship marketing. Now you can visit Adrienne at her blog, adriennesmith.net. I suggest you get over there and check out that content. It really is something to see. Very impressive indeed. Hey Adrienne, how are you?
I'm fine, Dan. How are you doing today?
I'm brilliant. It's nice to talk to you today. So we're going to talk about blogging and let these guys find out some pretty cool information.
Sounds great.
Right. Okay. Right. First question. Now, just going to go off the cuff here and just no formal interview. We'll just chat and see where it goes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So why did you start blogging? That's the main question.
Okay. Good question. Actually, I started about 3 years ago and I was doing some affiliate marketing and I had a static website and I heard blogs were really big and that's what, you know, Google really loved and that's what got most of the attention in the search engine. So I decided, okay, well, what the heck? So I went over with a blog and my WordPress blog and I started from there and it was extremely boring stuff that I was writing about. You would yawn and fall asleep. It was horrible. It was really horrible, but it was a learning experience. You know, I was just cranking out content like I was taught, you know, give the benefits of the product, put your little link in there and everybody's going to want it. Yeah. That is such bull. It was horrible. It really was. It was horrible, but that's okay.
How long ago was that?
3 years, 3 years in June.
And how long were you sort of pushing that model for?
About a year and a half. About a year and a half. I mean, I was selling some products. Don't get me wrong. I just wasn't getting any interaction on my blog. I wasn't getting any comments. I was selling some products, but, you know, I kind of wanted a few people to show up and say something. You know, I thought, guys, it's a ghost town over here. But, you know, and I was doing some article marketing and things of that effect as well, but. Yeah. I kind of really wanted some people to just show up on the blog, but that didn't happen. Oh, well.
Well, but I mean, now looking at your blog now, I mean, you're highly successful. And I mean, in my opinion, you engage your audience greater than anybody I've ever seen.
And really?
Oh,
wow.
For me, I'd love adriennesmith.net. It's fantastic. You know, you have so many friendly people over there. And imagine all of these people in one room together. I mean, God, what a party that would be.
Oh, my God, I would have the best time ever.
Well, okay, I mean, we're not going to talk about sort of when you very first started, because obviously you didn't find your niche to be there for you, did you? It wasn't, you were just told by someone to do X and you somehow find Z.
Right.
But how did you actually get started in what you do right now? Because I think that's what's more important to people, because people want to see or hear about successful people. So, I mean, when you decided what sort of affiliate marketing wasn't really working for you that much, when did you actually start to get to know and get into relationship marketing?
Well, I kind of fell into it, actually. I mean, I love affiliate marketing, don't get me wrong, and I still do affiliate marketing, and, yes. And you know, I make a good bit of money from it, but I didn't do very well writing the post about affiliate marketing,
yes.
You know? I mean, yes. Talking about affiliate marketing can get so boring and so repetitive, and there's just so many ways you can spin it, and mm-hmm. I wasn't getting the attention for that. So I just started writing about things that I was learning how to do. I thought, if I'm out here trying to learn this, somebody else has got to be wanting to learn this as well. And that did okay. It picked up a little bit of steam until I got in a training community back in November of 2010. And the training community was how to build a business from scratch doing affiliate marketing. That's what it was about. But they told us to start blog commenting. And I had never done it in the past because I didn't think, for two reasons, nobody asked me to leave a comment. Duh. And the people that did, I saw a lot of interaction on their blog, and I thought they sure as heck do not want to hear what I have to say. I didn't think I had a decent voice because I didn't look at myself as any kind of success. I was not having success at all. And I was very intimidated by a lot of people out there. But I told myself with this training course, you're going to do every darn thing they say to do, whether you like it or not. So just get over it, suck it up, and go for it. And I did. And that's really what had happened. It just started taking off because I was visiting other blogs and commenting. And then those people were coming over to see what I was doing. And obviously, they liked what I shared. You know, they liked me just being me, telling you that I was not successful. I was not some millionaire. I did screw up. I'm not perfect. And guess what? I'm still here. You know, and I think a lot of people just started connecting with me on that level.
Yeah, that's what people like to see. I mean, nobody wants to see somebody who say, "Oh, I made X amount of money last week. I make this much. I'm a millionaire. I'm a billionaire." You know,
Yeah.
it's kind of it's you kind of when you look at it, it's kind of fictional, isn't it? You know, there's not really a real person there.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be great if I made $1 million tomorrow and I'd probably be getting up there doing a little happy dance on a video, you know. But which I've done that a couple of times already. But, you know, I think my readers would appreciate it now knowing my struggles, you know, and
Yes.
seeing how I've kind of, you know, gone up the stepladder, I guess you could say. So.
Well, people like to see people grow. That's what sort of this what's that's what sort of like this is about, you know. It's about watching people grow and showing how they've progressed on their journey. So, I mean, for the listeners out there, what would you say is the best way to start? I mean, you're passionate about interacting with people and relationship marketing, aren't you?
Yes.
So
Yes.
what would you say would from the novice new guy who thinks, "Oh, right, I want to start a blog today," how would you say or what would you say to them is the best way to start?
Well, your course is fabulous for that. That's, you know, one thing. They can start a blog through using your course. But I would suggest just finding other blogs to comment on and just putting yourself out there. And of course, you want to find them in your own niche, but at the same time, I don't always stay within that because there are people out there that want what I have that aren't in the same niche.
Yes.
So, but I just like I've learned so much from reading other blogs. I've had a great time meeting people. So once they start coming over to your blog, if you feel like you have some type of connection with them, like you think that they're an okay person, like I just wrote a post on my last post just today, actually, you're not gonna like everybody. You know, that's just the way life is. But you can find them on Facebook. And send them a little note and friend them and just start interacting with them and getting to know them as a person because you're gonna get a lot further in life, just like what you are putting together here with your product. That just the group itself, just look at all of these people that you can meet that are there to help you, that can give you some kind of support. And if you have a question, you can reach out to them. Well, that's the same thing with the blogging community and learning from these people. That's going to take you a whole lot further than anything else. And you're going to make a lot of really great friends along the way, too.
Yeah, well, I mean that's correct. You know, I see a lot of people blog hopping, but they don't give it sort of 100% comment, you know. It's always maybe sometimes half-hearted, and it's, I mean, your comments are fantastic. You know, you take the time to write a decent comment, you take the time to read the post, and it always comes across as, you know, very meaningful in what you do. So, I mean, looking at blog commenting, would you say that is one of your top tips for actually interacting with people and getting people back to your own blog?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I could kick myself in the you know what for not having done it before, but you know, everybody might I got the impression that some people had their own like little clique
Yes.
going, you know, and I'd go to a blog and I'd see all these comments and I would think, oh gosh, I'm a little bitty 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 pea in this real huge sea, you know, nobody's going to listen to me. But I think if you give a really meaningful comment, I mean, and really read the post and give your genuine opinion, even if it's just like, oh, I can relate to this because of that, or, oh, this happened to me. You know, I think you seem more real in yes. your experience of being able to connect to whatever they're sharing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that goes a long way personally.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. Completely agree. I mean, it's one comment on a major blog can drive a decent amount of traffic, but it can also sort of give you an authority in your own niche, you know?
Right.
Talking about niches, you are doing a lot to do with social media at the moment, aren't you? Facebook and Twitter and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So how did you actually fall into the Twitter and Facebook niches? Is it something that you just like talking about? Because I've seen some of the tips that you actually give away on your blog now, and some of them are fantastic. I mean, very, very new to me.
Thanks. Yeah, just a lot of the things that, you know, having to get yourself out there and sharing your blog content, I've learned, like I said, through other blogs and also from, you know, training courses and things that I picked up every here and there. So whenever I learn something or I interact with somebody, I share it in a post because I do really want everybody to learn. You know, I want them to be at whatever level they want to be. And if I can help them in some little bitty teeny small way, then that's fabulous. If not, that's okay too. Doesn't matter. But, you know, just things like being a part of Triber, because I made some connections with a girl a little over a year ago. She invited me to get in on the ground floor. Mm-hmm. So because of these connections of people that I've met through blog commenting, I have been introduced to a lot of different programs and services, and I've learned from them, and I've been able to pick up tips and things here and there. And it just really has just snowballed all from just starting with blog commenting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it really has. And now I have people telling me I'm getting visitors to my blog now just from tips that you've shared and people on your blog seeing my comment and being curious and coming over.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I love to hear. Oh, good. She got some comments. Yay. Because, I mean, if you just take consistent action every single day, you're going to see results. It's the people that throw the towel in and saying, oh, I'm not getting anything. It's been a whole week. No, it's going to take a little bit longer than that. It took me about 4 months before I started really getting about 30 comments a post.
Yeah.
About 4 months. But it was consistent action, consistent every single day. I did it 5 days a week, and I visited about 5 blogs a day, consistently. Not the same blog, different blogs. I wanted to get myself out there. And so that's when people start seeing you, and they're going like, man, I see you everywhere. It's like, yes, yay.
Yeah, I see you everywhere as well.
Yeah.
When you say sort of 5 blogs a day, do you have a list of blogs that you actually visit, or do you just hop your way to comment, just comment heaven, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, whenever I go visit a blog post, let's say, over on your blog, I'll look through your comments on your post, and I'll see who you've got, and then I'll go visit them from their blog. Mm-hmm. And then I get over to their blog, and they've got some people that have comments, and I'll follow those links. And that's kind of how I started, you know, meeting different people. And when you do like 5 a day, then those people are going to start seeing your comments and come visit you. And then, you know, you're always going to pick up new people that way. And then you can look at the comments on their blog and visit new people. Yeah. It's just a great way to meet a lot of people you never would have had an opportunity to meet otherwise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of those blogs you're going to love, some of them you're not. And that's okay, because there's tons of blogs out there that you can choose from, you know. Yeah. And, of course, a lot of those comment love lists that come out, which I've got one on my blog as well. You know, there's a lot of really great bloggers that use comment love. So, you know, that's a really great way to get a hold of a really good list of bloggers.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of bloggers out there who don't get the recognition that they deserve. And
yeah,
I mean, sometimes it can be hard. It is hard. It's quite a hard niche to get into, especially blogging as a whole, you know, trying to make money and getting into that niche to first get your comments and get your first little bit of traffic. But right. I mean, you've explained that very well now. If I go back to blog hopping and you say you look at certain people's comments, do the comments have to make an impact on you before you visit their blog?
Yeah. I want to make sure that they put some thought into them.
Yes.
If it's just like, wow, that was really great. And if they leave that type of comment on my blog, I delete it.
Really?
I don't. Yeah, I'm picky. I've got commenting rules, you know, and you've got to abide by those commenting rules or your blog's not going to get approved.
Yeah.
Your comment.
Do you still allow people without an avatar?
Well, I do. I would prefer that you have one.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I know that a lot of people that visit my blog are new and they don't know yet. So I give them the benefit of the doubt. And I mean, if it's a decent comment and they're linking to a decent blog, I'll approve their comment and then I'll go visit their blog. And I'll kind of, you know, I'll visit their blog before I allow it anyway. But you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, and then I'll actually either email them or I'll reply in the comment on their blog that, you know, this is what's allowed. And this is, you know, if I can help you set this up, this is something that's very important. I try to give advice in the nicest way I can, you know, to kind of help them, because a lot of people just don't know.
Yeah.
But if they're there for link juice, then no, I don't approve it, because my blog, I use it for building relationships. And if you're not going to link to a blog that I can connect to, then I'm probably not going to approve your post.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of great blogs out there. Don't get me wrong, but I can't connect to what you share when it's not going to do either one of us any good.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Something else on actually commenting as well. To receive a comment from blog hopping, you have to create good content, don't you?
Right.
Because if you don't have great comment on your blog, you can comment love your way all the way across 100 blogs a day. But if people come back to your blog and you don't have good content, then people aren't going to comment, are they?
No.
So you really have to do is make an effort to create the best content possible.
Right.
And you do very good at that. You are very good at that.
So, thank you. I mean, I'm sitting here scratching my head because I know a lot of people have difficulty with this and they say, I don't know what to write about, or I'm not a writer. And I wasn't either. I mean, I'm not a writer. I was an executive assistant. I used to write letters for my boss, but I mean, come on, those were company things. You know, I have not sat down and write a novel or just write. And that's what I said, you know, when I started my blog, it was so boring, you know, I'd put you to sleep. But I think once you find your own voice, and I know people get tired of hearing this, but until they really understand it, you know, sit down and write a post like you're talking to a friend that's sitting in a chair beside you.
Yeah.
How would you explain what you wanted to share to your friend?
Exactly.
Write that way. Write like you're talking to a good friend. And people will be able to connect to that. They won't be able to connect to some stuffy little thing, or you're like an instruction manual. And I don't want to put anybody down, but I'm really tired of these tech blogs that I go to and they're saying the same darn thing. And it's so boring. I can't do it anymore. I just can't. Or if I see one more, I think I'm going to scream.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do any more technical posts now then.
No, not you, Dan. I mean, like a tech blog, you know, you go to these people and they're talking about these Android phones and they're talking about this new software and they're all techie. And they write like that. They
yeah.
have no personality. They have, it's so dry. You know, I can't stay connected to that post. So
these are for the tech guys, you know, tech guys haven't got
like
personality.
Do
you know tech people are all robots?
I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
But I mean, that's another thing that I want to talk about. I mean, when you say the posts are so boring, it's how would you say the best way to interact on your post to your readers to sort of keep your audience? Because, I mean, not everybody's, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but not everybody's going to like adriansmith.net, are they?
That's right. No.
So you tailor every post around yourself to an audience, don't you? You have sort of like a group of people who actually love what you do and follow in your footsteps and put your tips and blog posts into action.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just it. Not everybody's going to like me, and I'm not going to like everybody else. But trust me, there's plenty of people out there. And the ones that do, well, they're going to bond with me. They're going to connect with me. They're going to feel like, oh my gosh, she's talking to me, or boy, I can relate to that. That's what happened to me. That kind of stuff. And those are the people really that I'm writing for.
Yes.
You know, and that's why some of these other blogs I personally find boring. Now, you might not. See, that's just the difference. I think you have to, you know, I don't want to sit here and tell anybody how to write, really, but I think for the most part, I hear all of this stuff about how you should check your writability or something like that, because you need to write like for like a what, fifth grader or something level, because that's kind of where a lot of people are. So I think that's where a lot of people miss, you know. I mean, I'm a lot older than a lot of people out there. Okay. I admit that, but I have to be taught things in a very simple and easy way to understand them.
Yes.
I don't, you know, all of that other stuff goes over my head. And if you've lost me in that respect, you know, I'll visit your blog a couple of times, but if that's continuing what I, you know, I'm going to read each time, I'm going to go someplace else. Mm-hmm. I have to learn things in very simple and easy to understand terms. And I think the majority of people are like that too, because everybody coming online, they're not some technical guy, or they know how to do websites and HTML and all that kind of stuff. We're all came from the corporate world, you know, trying to do something different, and we don't understand what the heck is going on, you know? Tell me how to do this, please. I'm going to pull my hair out.
Right. I try my best.
Yeah, no, you do a great job. You really do a great job.
When I,
you
know? If I do a tutorial or something like that, if any of the guys are listening and they want to start doing tutorials, you'd have to try to sort of tailor your tutorial to as easy as you possibly can and make that as understandable as possible, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there are, you got to understand, just like what you created this product now, and that's for even a newbie starting out. They don't know click here. They don't know go to this thing right here, you know, do this next. They don't know that. We have been doing it for so long, we take it for granted that everybody knows, and they don't. You know, and I make that mistake myself still.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm so glad I am so past all of that. But then I'll get somebody that call me on the phone crying because they just don't understand this, and they're just about to pull their hair out. And my gosh, can't just one person help them? Mm-hmm. You know, and those are the people that they just need a little bit more direction, and you just have to have a little bit more patience. But trust me, that person is going to love you for a lifetime if you help them. Mm-hmm. You know, they will visit you till the end of time.
Yeah, I think coming from a sort of an IT and internet marketing support background.
Yeah.
And I've dealt with a lot of people, and I know how to step people through simple processes to obviously more advanced stuff. And I think it's, you know, you need to take time to work with people.
Right.
But I mean, getting back to sort of relationships with your list and relationships with your audience, I think you definitely have it nailed there. What I want to talk about now is it sort of your interaction and your style of blog post. Now, I know I'm going to have a lot of people out there thinking, what should I write about? How should I write it? Should I do video? Should I do audio? I'm scared of video. You know, is it you sort of, you ventured into video, was it last year for YouTube?
Oh, I've been on YouTube about 3 years now.
3 years.
Yeah.
And how did you find doing videos?
Oh, my gosh. My very first video, it took me 3 months to publish it. I kid you not. I was a nervous wreck. you know. I'm very personable. I've got a very bubbly personality. I can walk up to anybody and talk to them.
Yeah.
Anybody. There's never a dull moment. Put me in the room with them, I swear. But talking to a video and doing that, oh my gosh, it was horrible. It was horrible. But the person that I was learning from at that time, she just said, oh, just do it anyway, darn it. You know, and I was like, okay. So I put it out there. And of course, nobody else knew. I was fumbling over my words and I felt like an idiot. And I was, you know, nervous. But that's how everybody does. And they said to just shoot the video. It's the same thing like I was talking earlier about writing a post, and act like you're talking to a good friend that's sitting in the room with you. And so that's what I started doing, and it really started working. And of course, now people say, oh my gosh, you're so great. And I said, yeah, you should have seen me when I first started. You know, it was horrible. But I think everybody goes through that.
Yes.
Everybody goes through that nervous wreck stage. But, you know, it's just like writing your first post and publishing it. You know, you got to do it. So just do it. You know, you're going to look back and say, oh, man, that was horrible, but I can improve. And each time you do it, you'll improve a little bit more.
Yeah. What is that feeling that you have, though? It's great, isn't it, that you have that feeling like I've just accomplished something that I never, ever thought I would do in a million years.
Yes. I look back on it now, and I'm sitting here going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did that. Never when I started this would I think that I would be where I am right now. Never. Yeah. I just couldn't even imagine. You know, it's a great feeling, though. It's really cool.
Well, it certainly is. I think what some of the newer guys would like to know and about sort of writing style and how you sort of place your post. Do you actually have a format for every post, or do you try to sort of mix it up a little bit? Do you try to do a video one week? Do you try to text the other, or an interview, or a guest post?
No. I'm horrible, I know. No, I should be doing more videos. I don't. Whenever I approach a particular subject that I think that people would learn better in a video format, then I'll shoot a video on it. I should be doing at least one or two a month. I have just, you know, gotten away from that, which, shame on me, slap my hand. But one thing I do is I do post regularly every Monday and Thursday, and I've been doing that for a year and a half. And before that, I posted three times a week. Religiously, never missed a post. I'll have you know, I have never missed a post. And in the beginning of the year, I started accepting guest posts. I decided I wanted to test the waters. So I only do one a month, and it's by invitation only. What I decided to do, since my blog is about building relationships, is I wanted to give my loyal readers and commenters an opportunity to shine. So I'll invite someone to write a guest post for me. And if you go back and look at some of them, they all have tons of comments. So they've been very well received, you know. Yes. But I think I want to help my readers out. That's kind of the way that I'm trying to do things. I get a lot of people that request to write for me, and I turn them all down. Tell them, you know, I'm touched, I'm flattered, seriously. But you have to be a regular reader. And you have to be a regular commenter in order to even receive an invitation. So, and, you know, I've not had any problem getting a guest poster. I don't know if I'll change that next year. It's been going so well, but that's really all I do regularly. I just write about whatever topics on my mind or some questions that people have addressed to me. Or like I watched a video interview last week, and so I wrote a post about it just today. That's what my post went live today as we're doing this interview. But it's just things that come to me that I know that might help some of my readers. And a lot of it, of course, has to do with blogging, because those posts just seem to be very, very popular. I think everybody's always wanting some tips on blogging. So you can't go wrong with that.
That's what you do, isn't it? So
Yeah. I try to venture off to other things, but, you know, they just really are very, very, very well received. You know, I mean, a lot of the stuff on social media that I do is well received as well. But blogging has been really the most popular topic.
Have you ever wrote for anybody else?
I would think that it would.
Have you ever wrote a guest post for anyone else?
Oh, yeah. Last year, I guess, is when I started getting accepted. I haven't really written that many because it's time consuming. You know, it takes away from what I'm doing. And I've read several different places that people had said, you'll never have success unless you write a bunch of guest posts. Well, I'm here to tell you that's a bunch of bull.
Yeah, because I agree.
Yeah, I bet I have only written maybe total 5 or 6 in the last year and a half, and that's it. You know, I've been interviewed a lot now, but I don't know. I just don't want to put all of my time into somebody else's blog. I prefer to put it into mine.
Yeah.
You know, nothing against anybody else. Somebody wants to invite me, you know, if I can find the time to do it, I'll do it. But I'd rather just, you know, do my own, personally speaking.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. It's entirely up to you. You know, what you do works, so why change it?
Yeah. That's kind of what I thought, you know. I've been very flattered with some of the people that have asked me, and my posts have been pretty popular over on their blog. But I don't know. I get so busy. I just don't have the time because I'm used to writing for my readers and I'm not used to writing for somebody else's audience. And then I just spend so much time and then I beat myself up over it, wondering if it's going to be okay. And, you know, I'm still like everybody else, you know, I want it to be well received and I don't want to let anybody down. And so, you know, it's just too much pressure.
So, what's an average day for Adrienne? Then, what is an average day for you?
Average day, I do a lot of blog commenting and article writing, so that's usually how I spend most of my day. And on Sundays and Wednesdays, I write my post for when they go out. Yeah. I don't do a whole lot ahead of time, even though I do have the next 2 weeks already done. That's rare. Very rare. But that I do a lot of article writing and commenting because I'm about relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm about building relationships. And so what I do on my blog is I ask for people's phone number and I call them because I heard about a year ago, I guess, from a really top network marketer. He said, if you don't call your prospects, I will. And I was like, ooh, I don't want that. And, you know, I was nervous about it because I thought, well, they're going to start asking me a lot of questions and I'm not going to know the answers and what am I going to do? And then somebody had told me, so we just call them and introduce yourself and just say, hey, I'm here for you if you need me. So I started doing that and it worked. So I think people are shocked that I actually call, but I'm not trying to sell them on anything. I just want them to know that I'm a real person. I'm here if they need me. And if there's anything I can ever do, give me a shout. And most of the time, they'll end up asking me a question about how to do something, and then it will eventually get around to what I do. And I think that's why my blog has become a little more popular, because I like to reach out to those people on a personal level and help them in some way.
Yes.
Yes.
You know? Yep, that's what I do a little different than other people.
Yeah, I never knew that. So that's interesting to know, actually.
Yeah.
When you say you write articles, who do you write articles for?
Well, I write articles for affiliate products that I promote. Mm-hmm. And I do design and article base and, you know, all that good stuff. Put them on all the main sites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't take an article and spin it. I take an article and I rewrite it and I rewrite it and I rewrite it. So it's a lot of article writing.
So you write one article, then you rewrite that, so however many times.
Yeah. And I put it on about 6 or 7 different sites.
Yeah, that is the way to do it, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I tried the spinning softwares about a year ago or something, and I was never, ever happy with them, and I ended up just rewriting it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just a waste of my time. You know, it's just now that I've been doing it for a while, I can get through it pretty quickly. But before it'd take me forever.
Do you feel that article writing generates a significant amount of traffic?
It had, in the past, it really helped my blog rank higher.
Mm-hmm.
Before Google did their thing, I guess it was the beginning of this year or last year. I can't remember now.
It was last year. It was the one of the, I think it might have been the Panda update or before that.
Yeah, I know. So many of them. I'm losing track. It was the first major one, so I think it was last year. My blog was at a PR4, and then I got bumped down to a 2. I thought, okay, that hurt. And that was back when Ezine Articles had been hit on the hand because they were not accepting a lot of great content, you know. So I think that had a lot to do with it. And then it went immediately back up to a 3. So,
yeah.
But I was writing a lot of articles. I wasn't necessarily getting a ton of traffic. I was getting a lot of click-throughs, but I think that really helped my blog move up in the search engines, and I started getting more attention there. So, and of course, I always link back to my blog post from my articles. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Not good traffic tips, Adrian. Very good traffic tips. We've been on 40 minutes now, so I was going to wrap it up a bit.
Okay.
I've just got one last question, not two, actually. Could you share your top 2 tips for people, or top 3 tips for new guys starting their blogs?
Top tip, of course, blog commenting.
Yeah.
You're an idiot if you're not doing it. I'm sorry. It's no nice way to put that. I mean, that's how to get yourself out in front of new people.
Exactly.
And get that attention. Be consistent. Whatever you do, be consistent and don't get frustrated, because it is going to take time. And it's not just going to take a week, and it's not just going to take 2 weeks. It's going to take a month or maybe a couple of months. Like I said, it took me 4 months before I started getting some really good traffic. But you need to be consistent. So that's 2. 3. Share other people's content.
Yes.
Share. Get sick and tired of sharing.
Yeah.
Just share.
See, you do get a lot of people talking about sharing, actually. You do get a lot of people who think, well, why should I share that when I can keep traffic for myself? It's blogging is completely different, isn't it?
Yes. Blogging is different. When you are sharing other people's content, those people are going to take notice. They might not do it today or tomorrow or the next day. They are going to start paying attention that you are sharing their content. You are going to look attractive in their eyes, and they're going to stop by and visit you and see what you're doing. Then they are going to start sharing your content. But when you feel that it's all about just you, then you're doing it all wrong. It has to be about other people. And I know people get tired of hearing that, but when you make somebody else look good, then they're going to come pay attention to you.
Yeah.
So you want to make everybody else look good. And don't worry about yourself. It will all come out in the wash. I promise. And connect with people. If you're over on Facebook, go to somebody's wall, look at their profile, see what you might have in common with them, send them an email and connect with them. Don't say anything about what you do. Just totally forget it. Just look like you're trying to find a new friend. Even if that person never buys a thing from you, you're going to have that connection with them. They might share what you do with their friends. You might end up doing a joint venture together. You might be doing an interview like Dan and I are doing right now. You know, Dan's not buying any of my products. Of course, I bought Dan's, but, you know, that's going to have that connection. And that person is going to end up turning around and making you look good someday. That's why relationships are important. That is why they're important. Don't ever discount them at all. You'll regret it. I sound like a broken record. I keep telling all of my readers, I know I sound like a broken record. But trust me, if you just give this a go, you're not going to be sorry. You're really not.
Drill that home. Drill it home.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. What's the future of AdrianSmith.net?
Do what?
The future of AdrianSmith.net. What's next?
Good question. I'm just having so much fun doing what I'm doing right now. And I know I have not done a product. I get slapped on the hand so much about that. But I'm just concentrating on getting my blog to the best it can be. And then I'll probably dip my toe in and do something that has to do with blogging or relationships.
You've just created an ebook though, haven't you?
Yeah, I did one on relationship marketing. It's a free to my site. Yep. And it's packed full of everything that I do as far as connecting with people, why I do it and how I do it. So if you want some tips.
Is that available on your sidebar, or where can people get that from?
You have to opt into my site, get on my list.
Yep.
I'm not annoying. I don't sell. And I only promote products that I 100% believe in and you can benefit from. But if you don't want it, it's fine.
Don't answer the phone.
But you do want Dan's.
Right, excellent. So futureofadriansmith.net is a product, or are you just going to carry on doing what you do best?
I will eventually do a product, but for now I'm just going to carry on doing what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me know if I can be of any help to you when it's time to create a product, because I'm definitely there for you.
Thank you so much.
Are you there?
Yep.
All right, okay, you broke up for a second there. Right, okay, folks, we're going to wrap that up. Head over to adriansmith.net. Opt in for her ebook. It's a great read. I've read it. And honestly, you will learn a heck of a lot. Okay, Adrienne, thank you. It's been a pleasure. It really has.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it so much.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll see you.
Okay, see you around.